Hey, this your Freak Show, Wild 94.1, Bay's Party Station. Miss Cardi B clapping back and forth with Candace on.
And yeah. She took an L.
That was very entertaining.
She's like, what did she say? Like, all the people are tweeting you saying you got dragged, but you did. Like, I was like, what? All right, so yesterday we talked about the fact that Odell Beckham Jr. is trending, but not for football, for a different kind of sport. He has made a comment. He went on his Instagram and said, "Can't knock me off my pivot, no matter what ish is thrown my way."
Yeah, nice.
You get what he said?
You think he hit Drake up for that line?
Yeah, he got that quotable. Now, but so he didn't say. It's not true.
No. Nope.
He's like, you're just trying to pull me off my game by no matter what you throw at me or whatever. So it's a coy way of answering, leaves people questioning a little bit more. But the conversation that I've seen more prevalent than anything of I've seen everybody talking about the fact that these are not, like one person I saw post yesterday said, your husband and your wife, okay. But a random, maybe not. That's the thing.
Okay, to like ask to fact, do that?
Not to ask, but just to do it. Just to be like, you could be willing to do something, anything. What do they say like in the book that like anything in the marital bed is cool?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe that's where you do that, but
take
not
care
when
man.
You meet somebody in Miami.
But he's mm-hmm. single though, so that's right. not an option.
Right.
Well,
so you gotta wait. You can't do it. You ain't on that team. Like if you meet somebody in Vegas, and you're like, you know what I really like?
Mm.
Like, what you like, Daddy? Well, do you have any barley? Like, you know, like what? Like, come on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not really something that strangers should be doing.
Well, it sounds like these women are here to please these athletes because these three girls sat down to talk about, you know, whatever person they were hooking up with. One was bragging about the fact that she hooked up with 7 basketball players at one time, just one after another. And then this other chick that was talking about Odell said that when he requested that, she was down, but she couldn't on demand.
I want to start by unequivocally saying I don't believe her. I don't believe this story. But when it comes to a setting like this, when one person, there's just like this, there's three of us in this room. If we're all telling stories and you come out with this thing, yo, I had 7 basketball players at a time, there's a sense of like one-upmanship that you're just trying to be able to tell a bigger, crazier tale. And I think that is a lot of what's going
but
on.
But why would you brag about that?
Because this is what they do. These girls are professional thoughts. They're probably trying to get a podcast or a YouTube deal or just attention.
But this is probably one of the most disgusting things.
It's a poop tube deal. Actually, that wouldn't be YouTube.
This is the one of the grossest things that you could do in the bedroom, I'm assuming.
But I mean,
maybe
you know what's
I'm
funny
wrong.
Is that there are people who are pretty much, you know, backing up the fact that it's not as abnormal as people think it is. Because there is a world out there. There's a world out there that do things that we don't do.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, saying that it's that strange is like, you know, I screenshotted one person's response and they said, please don't judge people so quickly. You guys out there should be doing for people doing what makes them happy.
Right. I'm judging and I'm out here being honest about it. I really don't have any problem with what you want to do in the bedroom, but if I find out you like this specific thing.
But it's in there. It's in, like, say you and Anthony. I'm not going there.
Okay.
I'm saying, say you and Anthony like something that Dobby doesn't do or that I don't do.
Right.
Or that the masses don't
do. I'm sure there's
but
something.
But you and him have found each other.
Yes.
Y'all are married. Y'all got a family. And y'all got a house y'all could do that in all day.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. It's like, you know, you can't judge if people are out there doing it.
But I
the
know.
The Furby thing we talked about.
Yeah.
That's somebody's thing.
Part of this job is we know a little bit about everything. And we've heard about this thing being requested. Before and it's
big
still
time Hollywood actor that got a lot of rubber sheets.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And then somebody else in a hammock likes to do something
right.
like this.
Yeah.
But it's we've heard about it, but still this option, this category has always been gross because it's gross to begin with. And then you're asking somebody to do that in the bedroom.
Texts are going crazy right now because they want us to be more specific.
Right. They don't
Some
know.
Some folks didn't know that yesterday OBJ was trending. You see him trending all the time because he's one of the leading wide receivers. So, of course, must be football related. So if you didn't dig in,
right.
You would know that it's been purported that he enjoys the steaming.
I don't know what that is.
He enjoys the poo.
On you.
Yeah, he does.
That's what's being purported, though. It's like the girls apparently that are throwing this out into the conversation were on the podcast. It was on, you know, and they were, Davi said, you know, it could be one-upmanship. He doesn't believe it. I don't know if I believe it. I will say that his response back to it was coy, but it didn't really say much. He didn't say, I would never.
Yeah, he didn't deny it.
He said, quote, can't knock me off my pivot no matter what ish is thrown my way. Ha, ha, ha.
Yes.
Okay, so he made it funny.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen ballers. We've seen, like, you know, ladies who are upper crust, they IG-ish, fine.
Yeah.
Getting the ball players. The single ones. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of them friends.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them good-looking, you know, Destiny's stepchildren, little girls. They look good.
Yeah.
Is there a list of maybe even a small list? Is there a small list of things that the girl who's out there trying to get into one of those positions won't do?
Won't do?
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of want to make sure you do everything for your man if you want to be
a
wife.
But it ain't your man. This ain't your man, though.
But you're trying. Okay, so are you just trying to hook up that night, or you're trying to date him?
These ladies want to stay.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
So, but I'm just like,
then yeah,
you know,
they would do a lot of those things. But I'm sure this is on the list of kind of ridiculous things to ask for. And you know what? I do have a question, because you guys know Odell more than I do or hear about him. Have there always been rumors about him and like what he likes? And I don't know.
I haven't heard
any rumors.
Okay, so this is like the first one.
There was always like the rumors of him and Drake being too close, and that was just like because people was hating their
right.
They're hating their bromance,
their friendship. Okay.
They were like, right. I wish I was their friend, you know. And
but
so
this,
that was it.
But that, to ask somebody to do that, I feel like is very left. It's just so crazy.
But that's what I'm saying.
But these girls, it looks like they would just be down for it. And one of them said that she wanted to, and she did.
Right. But like we talked about the furry things the other day, and somebody let us know a lot more than we even knew about it, because we thought it was strange and they were like, no, I've lived that. I'm telling you about it. So what I'm saying is there are people out there who will do it, but dang, I didn't know there was many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't know it was a thing. Like, I don't know if it's a web group or we talked about diapers, and that's a real, real thing. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's kind of close to the subject matter here, because, like, they get into the fact of the whole thing. So it's probably similar.
Maybe it is.
You know?
There is a category for it if you do look it up on certain, you know, porn
websites. That's okay.
Websites.
I believe you. I don't want to look it up.
I didn't know that was even a category. I don't want to either. The last time I heard about a situation like this was the two girls with, you know, the cup. And that was back in the day.
We're not going to even say that. We're not going to put that out there.
What?
We're going to dump that one right there. Because I believe I saw paperwork way back in the day with a whole other company was like, don't say that.
Okay, all right. I
remember, like, even just the name of it, because that was just something. I'm like,
That video was the last time I really heard of that. And that was pretty outlandish. And everybody was sharing that video back in the day. I don't know if you saw it. I refuse to watch it, but I definitely know all of that.
Can somebody who you know and love change your opinion about them if they ask to try it?
Yes.
You know.
No. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you didn't even think about it.
Oh, no, no, no. There's not a lot to think about.
I mean, like, there's things you won't do.
I mean, my opinion changes on people all the time. Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. But opinions are kind of like a fluid thing. And this would definitely.
I mean, with somebody who has earned, like, you know, like, and I mean, you know, I get along with your girl great. I would never say she would be bad.
But
girl is your girl.
Right.
She's earned her space there.
Yeah.
Long standing.
My opinion would change immediately.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What about one of your boys if
yes,
you found out?
Yes, everybody.
Oh, yeah, what
there
are your
isn't
partners?
Anybody who my opinion wouldn't change on them.
Like if they're like, you know, you hang out with Orlando? He's like, yeah, I work with him every day. Let me tell you what he asked me to do.
But
when
you
was
know
in
what,
Vegas.
Though? Oh, like, I would 100% give you the benefit of the doubt. If just one random thought was, I'd be like, yeah, right. I know. I've been. No. Now, if it was like a whole movement, me too. Yeah, me too.
Then you want to see the pictures?
Right. And hotel receipts and things like that. Or if there was a picture, yes. Then I would need photographic evidence. Same with your boy, the dude that was running for governor. Gillum.
When his
crazy story came out, I was like, no way. With the rent a boy, there's no way. But then when the pictures came out, I was like, oh, damn. So, yeah, I'd give you the benefit of the doubt.
Well, that's good, Dobby. You didn't believe it off of him.
No. Well, I mean, OBJ is apparently responding and making his little comments and leaving it at that so he can get back to football. Because football does come back, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, for real.
So this is kind of the wrong time. For this to be coming out. Like, he does get back to his real job tomorrow. Man. All right. Wow. Meredith, get Anthony on the phone so we can talk about his fiber intake.
Oh,
come on.
Hey, wait.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.